Once upon another time, a confused man in a red suit was climbing slowly down a chimney into a family's house.
I don't know why I decided to come down the chimney, but this feels right, even though I'm stuck. How do I get down? All right, I guess that worked. I guess I gotta be careful. I've gotta steal Christmas? Christmas, something about Christmas. I think stealing Christmas is the right thing to do. All right, so anything that says Christmas, we've gotta take out of this house. How about that ornament? All right, I'll put that in my bag. Oh, there's another ornament. Let me grab that one too. Tinsel? Yes. Yes, definitely Christmas. Let me grab that too. All right. That bag's full. Let me grab
Rudolph,
another bag.
Get down that chimney and scout the place out for me. I need to see what's going on as I, Santu, go deliver these Muniz Industries gifts, I guess you would call them, to undeserving children across the land. Please go down and scout.
Will do. Okay, here we go. Hoisting down. Sneaking on. Okay, we're...
Stealing,
oh, my God.
Stealing Christmas. Oh, hey, no, I'm everything I'm doing here is completely on the level. They hired me to steal their tree.
Santa, is that you? Where have you been?
Well, I mean, things have been a little bit confusing lately. Santa, you say?
I mean, you definitely got the stench of him, and you are prowling rather jollily. Where have you been, sir?
Look, if you're my friend, that means you need to help me out here. All right, I've got about 500 sacks that I've brought down with me. We need one or two ornaments in each of these sacks. To make sure that they're all the same weight, so that as we walk, we don't fall over. See, these are things I learned after the first time I did this.
When was that?
Last week?
Sir, I haven't seen you in literal years. What? How did you even get here?
Rudolph, what's going on down there?
Nothing. There's a dog. I'm sedating it. Ruff, 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 ruff. That's the dog. Don't you just hold on up there for a second.
Well, you know how I feel about dogs, so carry on.
This is not good. This is people. After we lost you, we just thought you were done for.
Wait.
They're going to want your head.
Wait, lost me? Look, I've been trying to figure out who I am and what my purpose is more than anything else for, I don't know, months. Like, can you help me out a little bit?
I'm not going to pretend I know the specifics of what happened, but there was...
I mean, whatever you tell me, I would absolutely believe you.
So... Frankie Muniz was involved, and a lot of talk about oil, more than I feel is appropriate, but it just keeps coming back up. And maybe a robot reindeer ate you. There was different levels, a lot of Frankie Muniz talk again, and that brings us to about now, as far as I know with you. I mean, the last couple of years have been...
Yeah, but what was my... beard regimen. This thing's a little bit wily, if you get my drift.
Yeah, to be completely frank with you, it seems to be better kept than I remember. It was, I mean, it wasn't a good thing to begin with.
Well, thank you. Rudolph? I just kind of woke up like this. But
Rudolph, do I need to send Dashar down there to take care of the foul hellhound?
Okay, Santa, I can't buy you much more time. You're going to have to hide somewhere. Give me 2 seconds and then come on down. The dogs... I ate it. It's fine. You can come down.
Well, I got down that chimney pretty quickly, so maybe under the couch. I'm going to shuffle under this couch right here.
That, fine. Whatever works.
First hiding spot, best hiding spot.
I'm coming down now. Dashar, stay here. Dashar?
Acknowledged.
But I may call you if I need you. Come with me, my new employee that I've never seen before, but seems above the level. Mankey Funes, let's go down this chimney.
Yep, right behind you, sir.
Well, that was easy. All right, so what are we doing here, Rudolph?
I mean,
why does it smell like booze and peppermint?
I mean, we're in New Jersey, so that seems about right. But
oh, that's right.
Yeah, you'll get used to it. So, as your replacement, Santa. I know last year we kind of just called him Mulligan after the incident. This year we're going to try to give some toys to kids. That's the idea. That's what Christmas has been about. Does that sound about right to you, Santu? That...
No, it does not.
Okay.
I don't understand how giving people toys will make them spend money at Muniz Industries.
Well, the key, as I've had explained to me, is it's all about booster sets. It's all about, this is disgusting, but instead of giving them a Ninja Turtle action figure, you separately package every limb of the Ninja Turtle, and maybe, you know, they get excited to open Raphael's arm on Christmas morning. But then the kids, they want the whole turtle. So the kids convince their parents to go take them out to buy, you know, the rest of the limbs, the torso, the feet, the toes, and... Yeah, that's, I guess, what Christmas is about now.
Those, and each one of those also comes in an ad-supported version for families who might not be able to afford the entire set, too. So.
Oh, good point, Mankey. Yes.
Yes.
If I remember correctly, they're all coated in oil?
Yeah, for ease of assembly, and yes. Among other reasons.
So when you say we give kids toys, really what we're doing is providing them a down payment on merchandise.
I suppose that is what Christmas is now all about.
Excellent. Are you sure this is what New Jersey smells like? It seems unusually eggnoggy.
Sorry, sometimes I cough in multiple voices. Definitely.
Rudolf, are you okay? Is the dog... still concerning you? It sounds like it's trying to get out.
It's coming back up a little bit. I think it would just be for the best if we did Dashar, our business here.
Come down here, Dashar.
Oh, no.
Christmas spirit detected.
Dashar, will you take care of the spirit currently haunting Rudolph? Just get right in there.
Insufficient Christmas spirit.
How else do we find Christmas spirit in this place? I mean, there aren't even any ornaments on the tree.
I mean, I think the clearest solution is still to get out of here as quickly as possible. We got 7 billion other people to visit tonight.
Wait, all tonight?
Yes, Santu.
I mean, I'm a company man, and I hate to say it, but I'm starting to think maybe that union idea last year would have been a good thing.
Yeah. It would have saved us a few war crimes as well if we
let's
just...
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Okay, then.
Santu. That never worked for Muniz Industries.
How do you know that? I thought you just started working here.
Based on what I've read about the history of the company and its genius founder, Frankie.
Wait, Muniz. One second. What do you mean by read?
Read. Like that thing that you do when you go into the oil vat with the headset.
Never mind, I'll figure this out later. 7 billion houses. I think that dog in you is snoring, Rudolph.
Yeah, dogs sure do all sorts of interesting things.
Dashar, like, take care of that. Get right on to Rudolph.
I would prefer that he didn't.
Eh. Christmas spirit found.
Can you get off me, elf. Please? I'm bursting with Christmas spirit. I'm sure that's what it is.
Wait, you're bursting with Christmas spirit, but Dashar just said you had no Christmas spirit.
Weird elf's spirit broken.
It's probably a calibration problem.
Dashar infallible.
Is there other spirit here that you could detect, Dashar?
Indeed, Christmas spirit detected.
Is it Mankey? Why don't you lick Mankey a bit?
Oh, that's just a little the residual from the Christmas spirit infused oil that I brought along. That's not me, just the oil.
When searching for loose change, check couch cushions. When searching for loose Christmas spirit, check couch cushions.
Are we supposed to do that, or does he do that on his own?
Dashar does not have opposable thumbs.
Rudolph, get in there. Mankey, help him too.
Yeah, it's okay, Mankey. Sure, there's a lot of good couches over there. You could check. I'll give this one a quick pat down. Nope, no crisp.
There are a lot of couches in this room. It is disturbing.
No Christmas spirit over here. Nope. As a side note, this is usually more a pop down, drop off some gifts, and leave thing. This is gonna take quite some time if we keep lingering here.
Oh, okay. I gotta use the can. Hold on.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, hey, where do you all come from?
Rude elf liar.
Are you the owner of this house?
Is that a person? My goodness.
Yeah, I own this house, and I'm stealing from myself, as I do every Christmas Eve.
Why?
Just to remind myself of all the wonderful things that I have, and how it can all go in an instant, like your memory.
My memory?
One's memory.
Do numbers have memories?
Do numbers have memories?
You said one's memory.
Oh. And that's because you were sad, too. Joke.
we should let this man use the bathroom. We are in his house, and the can, as he said, is needing use. So let me help him to there own house.
If you're worried about smells, I'd definitely let me get to the bathroom.
Oh, great! Yep, that's the person I absolutely don't know that I know. Okay, let's just get on over here. Just follow me. Follow me.
All right, all right. So what are we going to do about these guys? They can't know I'm here stealing.
What? Okay, we can't take this one point at a time. One, you are the Santa Claus. Two, stealing not usually your thing. This is all very confusing to me. Why are you stealing?
I just knew that I needed to do something with Christmas, and
yeah,
it just seemed like the most logical thing
that you used to lead with. Absolutely. Perfect. Okay, let's table that. Put that on the shelf. We need to get you back to the North Pole. Things are terrible there. The elves are, I mean, I was going to say enslaved, but things weren't exactly great before. But they're, you know, if there's like a lower level of enslavement and a lot more oil base, that's where we're at right now. Christmas.
How are you doing in there?
Great. Just wiping.
Do you guys need any oil in there?
Things slid right out. Oh, there they go. Yeah, definitely great. Okay, we don't have time for this. You need to sneak out this window, meet me back at the North Pole as soon as you can get there.
Okay.
We're in New Jersey now. If you start walking, you should be there later this evening when we get back.
Okay, sure. Why not?
Okay.
You never let me astray yet.
Sure, that's very true. Okay, just get out.
All right.
Flush. Okay. Okay, all you right. Have a fun time sleeping in the bathroom because this is your house and that's what you do.
Yeah, putting my finger aside of my nose. Here
Merry
I go.
Merry Christmas. Jesus fucking Christ. Okay, we got this. He's asleep. We're all good here.
We really need to do something about your blatant profanity.
It's been a long year, Santu, but that is great instruction from my boss, and I will take it to heart because I am a company man.
Mankey, I realize you're just a brand new employee here, but let me ask you this. What would you do in this situation if you were me?
I guess what I'm wondering, does each house usually take this long?
Very much not. Very much not. We can dedicate literal microseconds to each house to get everything done in one evening.
Really? Is that even possible?
There's a time dilation effect when we, you know, actually move with any sort of urgency whatsoever. Sure has worked for, you know, several hundred to thousands of years. You kind of lose track of time after a while.
I wonder if there was like some kind of way we could maybe inject some artificial urgency into the situation. Now, I realize I just started here, but I'm pretty sure we have an oil for this.
Oh, good. Oil.
What kind of oil are we thinking, Anki?
I think we would have to go with... This is
those in your coat? That's impressive.
I thought this was standard company issue here.
Well, I mean, it probably is. I don't pay attention in the meetings. Sorry, okay. That's on me.
Well, I'll remember that, but
Why will you remember that?
Well,
that was told to you in confidence, Mankey.
I can't simply selectively forget.
Rudolph does all the time.
Yep. Sure do.
Okay, this is good stuff to know. All right, I'm learning. So
anyway, oil.
There's one in here. I don't know. Maybe this one. It says it's experimental. I don't know why they gave that to a first timer, but
let me see that. This bottle's blank.
Yeah, that's no label. That. I was told that was Frankie's experimental oil of infinite lubrication. It removes all friction through space and time.
Oh, and how does this help our situation?
I think it could perhaps speed up this process a little bit.
Oh, so how does it work?
I haven't tried it yet. I think that it will, at the very least, accelerate the situation, whatever it may be, if you simply liberally apply it to the problem area or person.
Speaking of which, could you maybe give me a little oil down the chimney?
Are you still here? What is happening?
Well, I got stuck again.
What? Dashar, what's going on? Investigate.
Christmas spirit detected, attempting to absorb.
Dashar is attacking the chimney right now.
At this point...
My little footsies.
At this point, Dashar has absorbed enough of Santa that he can get through the chimney.
Ooh, I'm feeling a little bit more slender.
Wait, is this the person that was in the bathroom? Is this the owner of the house?
Oh, yeah, I didn't wipe so well. I think I need to go back to the bathroom.
I'll help you.
Why is he so much thinner?
It was a big one.
It was substantial. That is very true, stranger. Let's just, as a side note to you, Santu, whenever we leave this house, usually we do less poop work. Usually it's an in and out sort of thing. We're not wiping the butts of strangers. That's something we save for the North Pole. So let me just get this done one last time. You guys solve whatever.
If we save it for the North Pole, should we take him with us?
Down
with the cleansing oils?
Is the first reasonable thing anyone has said all night. I mean...
I guess I'll go, but I... Can we take all my sacks? I've got like hundreds and hundreds of sacks.
Thank you. What does he mean by that?
It seems he wanted to evenly distribute the weight.
Is that a metaphor for something?
It's looking pretty literal to me. I count at least 499 sacks over there. I don't know what the 500th might be, but...
Well, as it turns out, I have one extra small sack here in my pocket. There's just enough room for an ornament from the tree of a Christmas mouse, if they're already around here.
Well, let's all stick with the plan that we just came up with. One house that we haven't completely defiled is still a lot better than our track record from last year. And let's just listen to Santu. He's the boss man. He's making great, great choices, great ideas. Let's get on back to the North Pole.
Well, wait, we haven't delivered the presents yet.
It doesn't really have to be Christmas Day. It could be Christmas week, month, years. Hey, Dasher knows what I'm talking about, right, Dasher?
Dash are too full of
exactly.
The chimney.
So true. That's our Dasher. Person I don't know, you want to go back to the North Pole, right?
That seems as good an idea as any at this point.
Hey, show of hands.
We should probably still leave the Muniz Industries toy parts behind, though.
That is a compromise I am willing to make.
Now, will a child see that in the morning and be joyful? If so, I am required to take it.
They probably will be more consumed with want, I believe.
Oh, okay. Just,
I think that's what we want.
So, Dashar doesn't fit through the chimney anymore. How do we get out?
We'll need to slick him up, I think.
Oh, do you have an oil for that?
Yes, precisely.
Thank
oil.
God there is yet another oil to solve a problem that a door would otherwise solve.
What's a door, did you say? Door?
Yeah. Mankey, do you think you could explain to us what a door is? For all of us unfamiliar, we may have some sort of amnesia.
You know how when you're like going through like the meta Muniz verse, like from one level to another?
I don't know if I ever have
any experience with this. It's kind of like that, but like physical, from like one room to another, or inside a structure to outside a structure. But
so a chimney.
Yeah, a chimney really is a door.
All right. Well, then Dash R is too big to fit through the door. So let's get oiling. Root Elf, apply.
Will do.
It has to be by hand.
I know your rules.
That tickles.
Is that enough?
Nope, keep going. Thank you. What do you think of this whole thing now that you've had a chance to see some of it?
You know, I think that there's probably some kinks we could work out of the process.
Rudolph, you're not done. Yes, go on.
I know it's just my first day, but I think there's some improvements we could make.
Okay, we're both filthy with oil. Is this okay?
Let's try. Dashar, do you fit? He doesn't fit yet.
I made more oil. I made it.
Do I still have to apply oil to him now that he's outside?
That was a narrow part. Sounds kind of
seems like he slunk on through.
Past it.
Go up there and oil him just to be sure.
I'll right on it. Climbing up.
So what are some of these improvements you think we could make, Mankey?
We should probably minimize interaction with the...
I'm sorry, one second. I don't hear oiling! Go ahead.
So I think we could maybe minimize interaction with the resident.
Dash R's robo fur.
Oh,
weighed down bad? With oil. Dash R sinking.
Wait, Dash R's back down stuck. Here. Why can I see Dash R's tail in the chimney? Rudolph, what are you doing?
Stop.
How's... Well, unfortunately...
excess oil.
The chimney is evidently the only portal into this house, and it is currently blocked up by Dash R. Someone down there is going to have to do something. I can pull a little, but you guys are going to have to push.
Resident, push, please.
Yeah, sure, why not? Let's get under here, under this... reindeer butt and just kind of get your shoulder.
Okay.
All right, on the count of three. Three, two, three.
Oh.
Sorry, Mankey, you were saying.
Christmas spirit detected.
Mankey?
Yes, I think maybe if we perhaps minimized our interaction with the resident, I think there you can usually take care of their own.
But he's clearly helping right now.
Selves.
How else do we get through these situations without the resident?
He is helping with this situation, but I also think that maybe it wouldn't have happened without him as well.
I'm sorry, what are you implying?
I don't know. He seems familiar. Like I've seen.
Hey, I'm back. We got Dasher up there. I assume you're talking about how great this stranger is. Let's just oil everyone up. I know you guys love your oil. Get all oiled up the chimney, and back to the North Pole. It's great Christmas, everybody. Let's do it.
Yeah, you guys can do that. I'm just going to use this side chimney here that I found. It's got like a hinge on it.
Oh, right. Like a closable chimney?
Yeah.
Everyone else up the regular chimney. I'm going to use this side one.
Up and at them.
Mank, you can come with
me. Yeah, I'm familiar with this type of chimney.
Later that day, night... we've lost track at the North Pole.
All right, so we had how many successful deliveries, Mankey?
That was just one.
All right, so we're doing better than last year. Good, good, good. We're improving, always upward.
It works out perfectly. I had one successful stolen Christmas, and you delivered one. And the world is a balance.
That Joker. That Joker whose name we all know. What? Remind us, what's your name again,
sir?
Yeah,
what is your name, sir?
Ant-Man?
Yes! Ant-Man! The very same. Series of movies. Needs help wiping. Classic Marvel. Real character. Maybe we should just go over there and finish wiping? Maybe, you know?
Sure, we'll talk through.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just walk on over here. The old...
Around North the corner, Pole. Yep.
Yep.
Maybe you should go with them to get some
hands-on. Oh, that's all right.
Rudolph seems flustered.
No. His body seems to repel oil almost. It's not a great situation. Speaking as an oil lover to who I assume to be another oil lover myself, this is something I can take on. Don't you worry about it.
Mm-hmm. I've got a coat like a seal.
Classic. Ant-Man.
That is actually... I forgot about that part of Ant-Man.
Yep. Pivotal to all the movies. Sliding around, oil-free. Okay, let's just...
I don't remember that. Is that in the third one? I didn't see the third one.
Yeah, no, he, Seal Coat Saves the Day. I think that was actually the subtitle of the movie. Am I right, Ant-Man?
Yes.
There. Proof positive from Ant-Man himself.
Didn't I do a good job? I just said, yes, I agreed with you. I think
really
they're fooled.
You did it. Yeah, it's not too surprising based on the last few years of experience
with them. That name, oh my, I almost said Satan, but I came up with Ant-Man. It was pretty good.
Literal genius.
This is the most fun I've had in a long time, but yeah, what did you want to say?
You are Santa Claus. You don't steal Christmases. You give Christmases to people. As I said, some real confusing stuff happened a few years ago, but things have gotten unbelievably, dramatically worse than they used to be since you've been gone. We need you, Santa. We need you to become the hero is not the right word, but whatever semi-benevolent dictator you used to be that you used to be.
Well,
we need you back.
You know, like it's been confusing the last bit of time, but I mean, I think I'm the happiest I've ever been. I mean, I don't remember how I was, but I don't know if I want to give up this life.
Okay, well, that's...
What I'm saying is, what's in it for me?
Rulership of, large, significant population of elves. Forcing them to make and do whatever you, ask of them.
Yeah, you will oil things up if asked. That's pretty dedicated.
Yeah, sure has been a lot of oil.
I don't need it, but...
Oh, wonderful. Okay, same
this
case.
Proof
See,
of
that's
principle
an
here.
That's an improvement,
all.
For yes. sure. So I think we need to kind of, divide and conquer. So I've been thinking about this for Dashar for a while, so I can take out Dashar. Do you think you can handle Santu and maybe Mankey Funes? Who looks wildly familiar, but the mustache just keeps me from placing the face. Do you think you can handle two if I can handle the one robot?
As far as I know, I am a judo master, so...
Great. That's as close to a plan as I suspect we're going to cobble together. Break?
Let's go. On guard!
As I was saying, Mankey.
Your stomach is very hard and...
What is happening here?
I'm hitting you in the stomach, and you will yield soon.
What am I yielding?
Your domain.
My internet domain?
Well, among other things. I don't know. How's it going over there, Rudolph?
You're doing great, Santa. Just keep whatever's happening's great.
Great.
Maybe I should kick.
Just call
I punched.
Him?
Ant-Man. You're doing great.
Thank you. Come here.
Yeah.
Do you have an oil to deal with this situation when a very out of shape and fragrant individual is, I guess, gently brushing your stomach? What oils do we have for that?
I think we have some. Let me look in the code here.
You stop that. It's vaguely upsetting now.
There's so many.
Only when you give up. So
my internet domain?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Santu.com.
I'm finished with Dasher. Did you knock these guys out?
There he said again, Santa.
I might as well have.
Thank you. I'm starting to suspect something.
What have you been doing?
I've been subduing this individual.
Doesn't look like you've been doing it so great.
He's almost a pile of mush by now. I've punched him over 300 times.
Okay, before this gets more out of hand, I think it's time to reveal, because I'm starting to get worried about safety issues here. So I'm not Mankey.
What?
My name is not Mankey.
What?
It says right on your name tag there.
Everything I've ever known, it's just, I'm just shattered.
So this is part of our revised performance review process. I thought this would be a good idea to, you know, establish who should be the next true Santa. But it's clear that you guys get along so well that I think we're going to have co-Santas.
Oh, really?
Before we had done a laddering policy, but...
You mean me and Rudolph?
No. I mean you and Ant-Man over there.
But he's just a random resident.
Defected?
I mean, look, he's very clearly soiled himself.
Doesn't that sound familiar?
Why would that sound familiar? Also, it's who are you if you're not Mankey?
I am Frankie Muniz. Does the name sound familiar?
It does, but you don't look like him. You have that mustache, for one thing.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Did you just remove your mustache? You know we have razors.
Do I? Is that part of the standard issue? Do you always carry those around?
Just rip the hair right out of his face. You're bleeding.
Dashar, do you need to lick him down to save his life?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Dashar, I think
I've
you
got
should
an
go
oil
help
for
him.
This. Hold on.
Dash, me put are on some too incapacitated by Rudolph to comply.
Oh, so then I guess Rudolph, you should lick him down.
Yep, that's the takeaway from that interaction.
Dashar agrees.
Yep, okay.
No, it's under, have the bleeding's under control.
Dash
it really...
R, you must take over Dash R duties.
Okay.
Dashar, you'll be okay. We'll repair you.
Thank you, Santu.
So I guess the real question is it Ant-Man and Santu, or Santu and Ant-Man? Because I have thoughts about that.
Oh, I think we could discuss that in this escape caps special meeting room right over here. Why don't you step inside?
Oh, sure. My own meeting room.
I'll be with you in a second. Let me just close the door, give you some privacy to collect your thoughts.
Okay, Rosa.
And what is the... There's the button. And off he goes into the night. Back to his house in New Jersey, I assume. I don't pay attention to such things. I leave that to our boss, Frankie Muniz, who I have never met.
Well, you have now.
Wait, what? Oh my gosh. Are you saying that? Is this an undercover boss situation?
Yes, it is.
Rudolph, you're Frankie Muniz?
Yes. And I would just love the heck out of it if you could incapacitate this strange, bloody-lipped man.
Oh,
that's not true.
At once, sir. I got him.
Frankie Muniz. I got him. That's not him.
Let me stuff this dirty sock in his
Who's
mouth.
The one with all the
Perfect.
Oils? Who are
Perfect.
You going to trust?
All right, so Mr. Muniz, what should we do now?
Well, I have some ideas about how to improve this operation around here.
And at that point, the camera pans out. The audio camera, because this is a podcast. But in your imagination's eye, we zoom out towards the future, where we discuss Scamming Santa 3, The Rise of Rudolph.
This has been a performance of Scamming Santa 2, Rudolph to the Rescue. Adam Kobeski was the narrator and Santu. Charlie Wallace was Santa / Ant-Man. Kevin Fredevoog was Rudolph. Doug Kobeski was Dash R. And Paul Wilcox was Mankey / Frankie Muniz. Happy holidays, everyone! Oh, I hit my head so hard when I landed. I am Santa Claus. I remember. Wait, there's oil leaking in. Oh no, not the Munezverse. I can't go back there. I can't go back. Oh, thank goodness. This is just regular old oil. I guess I'm drowning in a vat of oil, but I guess I get to go out on my own terms. That's fine. Is anyone going to come and save me? Guess we'll find out next time.